there. Just the property alone to build a house on would be several million dollars. Any of those plantations, any of those resorts. And then John David to build a house. Those houses are multi-million dollar houses. And then you pull out of a driveway and go up to the main attraction. And there's the little harbor there called Harbor Town. And they got their multi-million dollar yachts pulled up out there. But you know what I noticed? They got all that money. They got them finest houses. They got the finest land. And the scenery is second to none. I mean, it's just beautiful. You go out to the beach and there's porpoises and dolphins and, I mean, it's just beautiful. And there's ospreys and cranes and just nature and the trees is around and all the beautiful lands. It's just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And they didn't even plant the shrubs. It's just natural resources that they used. Underbrushed all the woods. It got the Spanish moss hanging from the black oak trees. Just beautiful. And people's got all that, Miss Holly. And you can pass by somebody from going in one store and they're coming out and you go, hi, how are you? I'm kidding. The most miserable acting people I've ever been around in my life. I bumped into a black couple and they spoke and we looked at each other's act, but they're not from here. They were friendly. They spoke. They were the nicest people that we met. Two black, or a black man. They don't belong here. They must not own property because they seem to be happy and they spoke. But the white people don't speak. I seen a woman, I said, hey, how you doing? Man, it seemed like to me you got millions of dollars. You got all this. At least you could just fake a little smile. So I go, fine, thank you, how are you? No, so unhappy, so miserable. David said, you know what? You can have that. I'll take Jesus. Amen. I'll take the Word of God because the Word of God will put a smile in your heart. It'll put a spring in your step. It'll put a song in your mouth. Amen. It'll put a little sparkle in your eye. Thank God it'll give you some hope when there ain't no hope. Amen, son. He said, I'll take Jesus. Man, he's seen what money did to people. Bunch of sour pussies. Don't speak to me. You're beneath me. Amen. Don't speak to me. You're beneath me. Oh, the only people I saw that was friendly was the poor visitors like us that was there that didn't belong. And they didn't want us there, trust me. They don't want people like us there. You know what's sad? The average church in America today, I said a while ago, puts very little emphasis on this blessed book. And that's where all the emphasis ought to be, church. I'm telling you, the emphasis of the church ought to be on the Word of God. That's right. It's exactly right. They've typed and shattered this Bible to death. I mean, if they can't put some kind of type and shadow on it, they can't preach it. They've typed and shattered it to death. There's some literal truths in here you don't have to shadow. There's a walking and living and a breathing Jesus in this book. You don't have to type him out. He's in there. He's walking across every page. He ought to be the center and the theme and the focal point. He ought to be the emphasis. He is the Word. They've put all the Hebrew and Greek down till it's killed every stinking body that halfway was a believer. Or they take some emotional experience over what the Bible says to the point that it carries no weight almost anymore to the humans at all. You go try to tell these bunch of crazy nuts that believe some of this false doctrine what the Bible says. You know what they're going to say? Well, my grandma, she talked in tongues. Give a flip if your grandma resurrected from the dead and talked in tongues. That don't line up with the Bible. Her experience is wrong. She's devil possessed. She ain't Holy Ghost possessed. How about that? Today, our praise, what we got is a bunch of little praise and worship team. How many of y'all heard? Do y'all hear this stuff? Oh, our praise team. You're what? I mean, you know, the Bible says we don't have teams. I never read that one time in the Bible about a praise team. Here's what I did read, J.D. Over and over and over again. Let everything have prayer. What? Praise the Lord. Don't put a team together to praise the Lord. Every stinking body that walks in this place is breathing or to be praising the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Amen. I think the fish ought to praise God. I think the chickens ought to praise God. I think the cows ought to praise. I think when they say moo moo, I think they're saying glory to God. I think when the horse says nay nay, I think it's saying glory to God. I think when the bird says chirp chirp, I think the bird's saying glory to God. I think when me and you open our mouth every once in a while, we ought to say praise the Lord. Amen. You say, I don't believe that. Say, that's alright. I'm telling you what the Bible says. The Bible said if you won't praise Him, then the rocks will, amen. He'll get them rocks to rock and roll a little bit. He'll get them rocks to rattling over there. They'll praise the Lord. We'll have to have us. It's a privilege for us. It's an honor for us. It's a benefit for you and I to be able to say, praise the Lord. Man, that's valuable, son. Valuable. Hey, we're to cherish it. We're to cherish the opportunity to praise. We've got today the largest facilities, have we not? We've got the nicest facilities today. We've got the most technical, the most advanced. I mean, man, everything. It's amazing. There's some of these places, you walk in, they've got 50-foot waterfalls in the vestibule. You turn to the side and they'll have a coffee shop down the hall in the church house. I'm talking about, man, they got them souped up. Do you hear me? There's more drunkenness. There's more fornication. There's more ungodliness. There's more wicked lifestyles than's ever been in the history of the world. God help booze is being sold like it's never being sold. Dope's being ushered in to the point to where they're almost to legalize some of it. And it's going to be the same problem. They still sneaking around, ladies and gentlemen, bootlegging moonshine. And you can go over and buy all the Jack Daniels you want, but they're still sneaking in the moonshine. You can go down there at the store, you can get hurt, you can get you all the prescription drugs you want, but they steal somebody on the back side of the alley over there selling them to people that don't really need them. I'm talking about the black market. And they can legalize it all they want to, but they still gonna be some idiot over there selling it on the back side of nowhere to people that really ain't sick and needing it for cancer.
Yeah.
God, you ain't gonna help nothing. Ain't nothing gonna change. It is what it is. It's gonna be that way. My God, people's going to do what they're going to do. They ain't going to stop. Anytime they can make money doing wrong, they're going to make money doing wrong. The government can legalize it all they want to. People still going to do wrong. Going to find a way. Going to find some loopholes. Find a way to cut out the taxes. Going to find out the way to cut the government out. That's right. It's going to be wrong. And I don't care how right they try to make it, how much they legalize it. I'm telling you, sin, sin. Amen. I don't care what they say about it. It's sin. We're dealing with a bunch of godless freaks today. Oh, Lord have mercy. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. We have all of our nice facilities. We've got our motivation sessions. We've even got comedy hours. It's amazing that I was riding down the road yesterday and I was thinking about the burdens that people bear. Oh, this preacher's got a burden for marriages. This preacher's got a burden for children. Why? And they're going to try to help these marriages and they're going to try to help these children. So what do they do, Michael? They go out there and they have them a big meeting and what do? They have a cover charge. They got such a burden. They got such a burden. They got a cover charge that you got to pay to get into the help center. Isn't that amazing? Do you hear me? I could call names so fast it'd make your head swim. I'm telling you, these suckers make it like they give a flip. They care about money, friend. They don't care about the word of God. They're not caring about your soul. They care about getting more money. That's it. They'll take your kid and give your kid a good week if you'll just give them enough money because they got a burden for your kid. They'll try to help your home. They'll try to help your marriage if you'll come to the marriage conference and pay the money. I'm going to tell you something, bud. Them people steal their homes in a mess, most of them. That's right. Done paid all that money. You know what it is? A bunch of stinking comedy hours. That's what we've got. You know what Lester Roloff said 35 years ago? Said church has turned into an entertainment center. He started reading off all these things where these clowns were coming in, all this comedy out. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That stuff's on us. It's not in the Catholic Church. It's in the Baptist Church. I Well, it's about feeling good. It's about bouncing breasts. It's about checking out the babes. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Churches have become spiritual whorehouses. That's right. Women are checking out the plumbing. Men are checking out the septic tanks. You'll figure it out. I'm telling you, what we're dealing with are a bunch of godless freaks. That's right. They could tell you more about the privates of a male or a female than they could about what the Bible said today. You hear me? Miss Debbie, you've been there with me. You've watched the stinking groping. You've heard the moaning. I've sit there and watched men just up one side and down the other, undress them, sit there and fantasize, sit there and make utterances. It's a shame, son. It's a shame. In these nice facilities, computerized everything, sound system, lights, they got it all, the best seats, they've got it all, the best music. No God nowhere. No God nowhere. No emphasis on that book. You hear me? They got some good music and they put the emphasis on the little hip-hop music. Little sissies up there singing. They got all kind of, listen to me, church, please listen to me and understand this. I'm all for singing. I thank God for singing. I love good godly singing. I thank God for godly local church choirs. You hear me? They're singing them old songs of Zion. I love to hear about Jesus from a group of people. I love specials where they come out of the local church, where people go to church faithfully and they stand up and they live in their home and they get up in front of a congregation and they sing as unto the Lord. I love it, amen. But I'm telling you, I didn't come for all that. I come to get something from the Word of God. That's what it's all about to me. It ought to be the emphasis of our whole life, amen, or to be the Word of God. That's right. I'm going to tell you what our songs ought to center around, Zach. Our songs ought to center around the Bible. We're to sing doctrinal songs. We're to sing theologically correct and doctrinally sound songs. Amen. We're to sing songs that line up with the Bible. That's what most of this music today don't do. It don't line up with the Bible. It lines up with the flesh. And I'm telling you, it's a bunch of half-hearted Christianity that's sending America to hell. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm telling you, if you'll serve God with a whole heart, you'll make a difference in your life, in your home, and in some people around you. Amen. It'll make a difference. Son, do you think for half a second, there's probably more people going to church in America today than there's ever been going to church, so-called church. You understand? I mean, these large congregations, man, these people probably pulling in these buildings more so than ever in the history of the world. And less God than I have ever seen in my entire life. Less godliness. Less godliness. More ungodliness. Do you understand? I know youth pastors. I know youth pastors. I know youth pastors that set in lust after the 16-year-old female youth members. That set in lust after the 16-year-old youth members. But they got the finest facilities. They got all the entertainment. They got out of the Word of God. And they got entertaining their flesh, son. And where does it stop? I'm going to tell you something. I got one woman back there and that's all I stinking want. Amen. It's all I can handle. Don't want another stinking woman. And she don't want another stinking man. You hear me? I'm telling you, bud. I didn't come to find another woman. I didn't come to find another mate. I got the only one that I need. I'm telling you, thank God for what He give us. Let's get back to the Word of God and make God show up down there with our homes. Amen. Let's get God in on that. I like what Pastor Aswell said up there about that woman being that man's glory, but him being the root. And a man come along trying to take another man's glory, his wife, that flower, that petal, that beauty. For God's sakes, get you on. Amen. You know what's happened? We got out of the Word of God. We put the emphasis on everything but the Word of God. And it's created a bunch of half-heartedness or no-heartedness. I'm telling you, half-hearted become the norm 30, 40 years ago. Now we're to the point where it's not even half-heartedness. If there's any heart at all, I'd be surprised. It don't take nothing to get people to fall out anymore. So, I don't know. I see the crowds is getting larger and the world's getting worse. Is that not so? I mean, the church crowds are getting larger. The religious crowds, can I say that? The religious crowds are getting bigger and the world's getting worse. These things ought not to be. Ought not be. Why in the world are we building such massive buildings? Why in the world is there larger crowds? Why do we have it so good and yet everything is so bad? Why is it going in that direction? Because they took their eyes off of this thing right here. This no longer is the emphasis. This no longer is the guide. This no longer is the standard. This no longer is the authority. That changes everything, church. God forbid that happen in your life. That ought to govern us. It ought to guide us. Sure. I believe in that thing dictating to me. Let me say this. Don't you ever think that I don't like good singing. I love it. But I like godly people singing godly music. I just do. Amen. Psalms 119 verse 127 says this, therefore I love thy commandments above gold. Ain't that something David confirmed? Just in case you didn't get it the first time, he said, yea, I love thy commandments. That's the word of God. Above gold. He didn't say just gold. He said, yea, above fine gold. Psalms 119, he said, I like it better than fine gold. He said, I'll take it over fine. He said, that's the good stuff, amen. Not just gold. He said, I'm talking about the best gold. I like it better than that. Amen, I like it. Glory to God. The word of God meant more to him than fine gold. Can you say the word of God means more to you than worldly treasures? Can you say the word of God means more to you than worldly pleasures? Would you rather read your Bible than to go fish? And I said that to myself. Hi. Would you rather read your Bible than to go fish? Would you rather read your Bible than to go do whatever it is you like to do? I checked up on myself this week, Zach. Because when I go fish, I go hard. And I thought, boy, I ain't going after this hard. I'm not kidding you, church. The Holy Ghost signed that on me and said, you ain't going after this harder than you are me, are you? And I stopped in my tracks, and I ain't trying to be spiritual. I'm just telling you, the Lord rebuked me. And I stopped in my tracks and examined myself and went, oh God, I'm fishing harder than I'm praising. It happened that fast. It happened that fast. So what'd you do? Well, I tried to repent. Man. I said, not that I tried to repent, I'm sorry, I did repent. I repented. I said, Lord, I say to hell with fishing. If you want me to sit here with you today, I'll sit here with you today. I just want to be in that word. I want to be in fellowship with him. Amen. Zach, I wonder whatever it is we like to do, if we like to do that more, we like to read our Bible. I wonder when we go to fornicate, if we'd rather fornicate than we have to read our Bible. See, I think if we was hiding the Word of God, our heart wouldn't be fornicating nearly as bad. I think if we was hiding the Word of God, our heart wouldn't neglect our prayer life nearly as bad. I think if we was hiding the Word of God, our heart wouldn't neglect our Bible study reading. We wouldn't neglect killing others. We wouldn't neglect the whole hardness nearly as bad. I just believe that. That's what old David said, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't just the good stuff. He said, I'm going after the best. I'd rather have this than the best the world has to offer. Man, I'd rather have this than some things that I'd rather have above everything else. I still take the word of God. Amen. That's right. All right. I had a thought, and I might say something about it. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, that we get honest. Are you listening? You don't have to be honest with me. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with God. You don't have to confess and tell me everything. You don't have to. I'm not asking you for that. If you feel like you need to confess to somebody, do that. But I'm saying, for God's sakes, be honest with yourself. Get honest with yourself. You can't even get honest with God. God already knows. God knows. He wants you to be honest with yourself. You need to tell yourself where you are. You can fool me. You can come up in here, and you can dress right, you can smell right, you can act right, you can talk right, you can look right, you can do all the right things. But let me tell you something, underneath every bit of that, there lies a heart that I cannot see. And my heart may say, boy, that's a pretty good old boy, that's a pretty good old girl, but my heart's pretty deceitful. But there's a God in heaven that can see through all of that junk, and he knows exactly where you stand with him. He knows. He knows how much you love him. He knows how much you reject him. He knows how much he calls, and he knows how much you answer. He knows. You cannot fool God. I'm just trying to beg you today to get along with God and do some soul searching and ask God to show you where you stand with him. That's all. And I'm telling you, preacher, what I do, I'll tell you, get in that prayer closet and you ask God to help you. Just be honest. Help you wherever you need help, however you need help. You know what I've been praying, Steve? So, man, this is deep. You better get your snorkels out. I've been praying deep, Zach. I get up in the morning and I take time to say, Lord, would you help me understand your word? Ain't that deep? But I'm as sincere about that as anything I've ever prayed in my entire life. I just take time and say, Lord, help me to understand your word. I don't always understand it, and I get my mind involved in this thing, and I'll twist the scriptures up. I need the Lord to open the understanding of my understanding so that I can understand his word. What is that? Just being honest. Just being, Lord, I need to understand. I don't understand. Help me to understand your word. Just trying to be honest. Church, this book right here will make you the right husband. That book. That book right there will make you the husband. It'll make you the daddy. It'll make you the wife. It'll make you the worker. It'll make you the friend. It'll make you the neighbor. It'll make you the church person. It'll make you everything in this world that you need to be. That book will make you everything you need to be. If you will stick your nose in it and see what God has in it for you. I promise you. You want to know how to treat my wife? I don't know how to treat no woman. Will taught me how to treat a woman. That's how I treat a woman. Shut up. Go get in the car. You blanky blanky. Shut up. But I can read that Bible and he showed me how to treat my wife. Amen. I read that book and it tells me how she ought to treat me. Amen. Yeah, I read that book and I how to treat my youngins. And that's why I'm so hard on Amber. The Lord said that the rod is for... I'm just kidding, Olabelle. Lord, look, church, this book will make you the right person. It'll make you the right worker on the job. We can go on and on, no doubt about the Bible. There's no way I could sit up here today in my best efforts and scratch the surface on the Word of God. There's no way. But I'll tell you what I think. I think that I got a verse. There it is. I want us to all get together and read that verse and just say it out loud. Let's go to Matthew 24:35. I'll close with this. See, I had a thought that jumped up on me a while ago. And I figured if it was the Lord, he'd let me keep it. But I've lost it. This will be the last one, Isaiah, I promise. Is everybody there? Let's read that together out loud. On three, y'all ready? Everybody got it? On three, everybody out loud. Number one, two, three. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. One more time. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. One more time. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Thank God. Ain't that good? I'm telling you, when everything is wiped out, thank God it's all over and this old world exists no more. The atmosphere has been wiped out. Thank God the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Amen. Amen. Hey, look out there and there ain't no Milky Way, ladies and gentlemen. There ain't no Milky Way. You look out there and there ain't no more ocean. There ain't no more seas. There ain't no more mountains. There ain't no more deserts. They are no more. I tell you, if you can roll back the curtains of glory, I tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see the precious Word of God. Amen. Amen. It'll be there. It'll be there. Yeah, thank God. Hey, look at your neighbor. Look at somebody sitting next to you and say, neighbor, God's word ain't going to pass away. Neighbor, hey, let's get, hey, neighbor, God's word will never pass away. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time. I thank you, precious Father, for the good word of God. We thank you. Oh, God, it's a lamp unto our feet as we walk here on planet Earth. And it's a light unto our pathway. It's going to light us up all the way to heaven. We want to thank you for it. Dear God, we don't have to be in the dark. We don't have to wring our hands and worry ourselves to sleep tonight. Thank God we can lay over in the precious promises of the Word of God and know, God, if we don't wake up here, that we can wake up in glory. We want to thank you for that, God. We want to thank you for the comfort of the Word of God, the promise of the Word of God. We thank you for the rebuke, the reproof. We thank you, Lord, that it keeps us right. It gets us right. Lord, we're saved. God, this precious book increases our faith. You said, faith cometh by hearing and hearing comes from the Word of God. Lord, our lives ought to revolve around this precious old book. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.